Okay, while those are being passed out, I don't see any first-time visitors. Am I missing anyone, first-time visitors here with us? Well, it's good to see everyone here. We always love to have visitors with us. So with that said, we'll go ahead and go into our prayer request. Eric has the microphone. And when you get the microphone, just speak into it. Tell us your name and your prayer request, and he'll pass that around. So let's raise your hand on this side first, Eric. Any prayer requests on this side? Yes, back in the back. Okay, go ahead, Debbie. That's wonderful. That's wonderful, Deborah. Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
I also forgot to let you know to hand those things in. You can put them here on this table or just give them to somebody that's standing over here, one of the elders or whatever.
Eric, Charles, back in the corner there, and then... Go ahead.
Well, I'm not Charles. I'm Diana. I haven't been able to be here for a while, but I have this praise report. They took 50 staples out of Steve's stomach outside 3 days ago. He lost his job because he's been down so long with these surgeries. He's had another surgery, and they couldn't do without him. They hired him back, and... it's just been miraculous the last few days. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Diane. It's good to see you as well. Okay, back row here. Did someone... there we go, Mary.
Mary, and I have unspoken.
Yes.
I have a lot of friends that are in need of prayers.
Very good. Thank you. God knows. Anyone else on this side? Yes, here we have Marty and then Walter.
Yes, I requested prayer last week for Jerry Higgins, a friend of ours at the Senior Center, and he passed away this morning, so I'd ask for prayer for his family and friends.
Okay, well, he's in a better place. Walter?
Yeah, my name's Walter. We got some friends, Flip and Michelle, that live here, been to church a couple of times. Their son-in-law and daughter out in California have both had cancer. It looked hopeless, to be honest, and Flip was out there for a couple of months with them, and all of a sudden it's gone. I mean, they had to do some surgeries and stuff, but it's gone. And they thought it had metastasized and all that. So anyway, but if you keep Jeremy and Kristen in your prayers, they'd appreciate that. And they don't know the Lord, but they're starting to look for him.
Great. So. Thank you, Walter. And while we're going to this side now, Beth's surgery is scheduled for April 6th. So if you'll, Hank, put her, what? Oh, okay. See. When's our anniversary? Oh, well. April 8th, so if you'll remember that in your prayers. And also, Hank, be sure to put Kairos down in our prayer request. Okay. Lynn?
Lynn Bell, a praise report. Our daughter, her feet have gone down. They still, one of them still swells from time to time, but it goes down by that evening. She has not had to miss any more work. Praise God, because she's got a new apartment she has to pay for. And also, please pray that she does not have another seizure. Mm-hmm. before April is out, because then she will qualify to get her driver's license. She will have been seizure-free long enough to get a driver's license, and then we have to start praying for a car.
Okay.
But she's walking 4 miles to and from work right now, and she has to check in at 5:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So, yeah, a car would be good for her. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Does anybody have a report on Allie? Anybody have a report on Allie? Just keep Allie in her prayers, please. Mary?
My name's Marion, and I'd like to give an update on Taylor Johnson, who has gone through the prayer chain several times. Right now, Caleb and his parents are meeting with the hospital administration about all the things that Taylor's been through. She's had 3 near-death experiences since the delivery of Silas on February 22nd. So I'd just like to lift up that family and their words and Taylor's health. As a result of some type of medication, Taylor had to be revived with Narcan yesterday, which is very, very dangerous. They don't know the after effects of it yet. But anyway, I'd just like to lift them up. And it is a desperate situation, but not to our God. So we want to declare that.
Thank you, Marion.
Yes.
Yes, back here, Jessica.
Hi, I'm Jessica, and one thing that's been on my heart is just my appreciation for our elders, our leaders, our deacons. I have just never been in a church that is so led by men who love God and love the Word of God, and my deep respect and appreciation. So that's just on my heart. My mom, thank you all for praying for my mom. She is stabilized. She is healing from the COVID. We hope today she might be discharged. She will have to go home and rest and lay low until she's completely clear from the COVID, I guess. So we don't know when the heart bypass will be scheduled, but that'll be in the future. Thank you for praying for her. And then I'm going to pass it to Lamar.
Thank you. Yes.
School has been really good. It's been a huge blessing to be there. But I would like to ask for prayers. I haven't been able to get a job, and so I'm trying to figure out how to, just trying to figure out financial stuff and being able to continue in school. So I would just want prayers for that, and then also trying to figure out what I'm doing over the summer. So, yeah.
Right. You bet. Thank you, Melora, for sharing that. Other prayer requests? Yes, Eric.
I go to the doctor. My name is Eric. I go to the doctor Tuesday. I passed out donating plasma last week at the plasma center. So I go, they got me deferred. So I go for some testing, Tuesday with my doctor to see if I can go back to donate a plasma.
Great. Well, thank you. And thank you for your donation too. Other prayer requests. If you'll bring that, take that over to Hank, and we'll go ahead and have our prayer song.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now with these different praises and prayer requests, Lord, and we know that you hear and act upon all of our prayer requests to you. You've already answered the praises, of course, but Lord, we just thank you for this time that you give us together as a church body to pray for one another and lift up loved ones around the country, and we just know that this is just another way that you tend to all of our needs, Lord, and we thank you and praise you for that. Lord, we want to lift up Kairos Ministry and what they've got going on, and as the next weekend comes, Lord, we just want to pray for their time for and to let them know that people do think about them, Lord, and they are praying for them daily. So please just be with that and watch over them. Lord, we thank you so very much for Debbie's grandchildren and such a good place that they're in right now, Lord, and just the fact that there are people around the world that will help these young people and to give them a stable environment to grow up in. So, Lord, we do thank you for that, and we just praise those folks and bless blessing for Debbie that she is so concerned about all of them. Lord, we want to lift up praise on Steve's behalf from Diane and just the healing that he's going through right now from his surgeries, and of course the fact that he has gotten his job back, Lord, and we just know that where there's a will, there's always a way, and with you in the mix, Lord, we know that everything will come about as you'd have it to. Lord, for Mary, her unspoken prayer, for many friends that just need your special care right now, we just ask that you would be with those folks. And for the Jerry Hagen family, he passed away this morning. We just ask that you would be with that family and comfort them, Lord, as only you can. And just please be with them and watch over them. And also this young couple out in California, Jeremy and Kristen, that have clear cancer reports. And, Lord, it was just gone all of a sudden, and we just know that you had a hand in that, Lord, and we just pray for this couple. As Walter said, they do not know you right now, but, Lord, they're looking for you. So we just pray that people will come around them and continue to help lead them to you, Lord, because only through you can we have that chance for eternal life. Lord, we want to lift up Beth right now as this upcoming surgery on April the 8th, and that you would just be with her and give her a peace about the upcoming surgery, and that you'd just be with the surgeons, watch over them as they do the procedure, and plus be with Joe as he takes care of her after surgery. Lord, we thank you. Want to lift up Lynn Bell and Henry's daughter, and just thank you for the fact that the swelling is going down out of her feet and she's able to get along better. And we ask that you would continue to be with her and just bless her. And also the fact that about the seizures, Lord, that she might be free from that till the end of April, so that she would be allowed to get her driver's license. And Lord, we just pray that you'd watch over them and be with them. And Lord, we want to also ask that you'd continue to be with her safety as she's walking to and from work right now. Just watch over her. Lord, again, for Allie, we've been lifting her up to you, Lord, and we just know that you are watching over her situation, taking care of her, and we are glad to hear that she's on the road to recovery, Lord, and that you just continue to be with her and bless her, and also be with Leon. And, Lord, we want to lift up Taylor Johnson and, of course, her family, Caleb, and just be with her, Lord. She's been through so much this last month or so after delivering the baby, and just so many times she's been so close to passing away, and we just know that you have more in store for her, and we just ask that, that hopefully this time around she'll be able to recover fully and be able to get home to take care of the boys and to be with Caleb again. Lord, we thank you on Jessica's behalf for her appreciation for the church, for the elders and the leaders of the church, Lord, and we just thank you for that. And also the fact that her mother's doing better and hopefully will be able to come home this evening and be able to get home and rest and just be able to recover so that she can have her bypass surgery in the near future. And we also want to just continue to lift up James's dad and just pray that he can continue to get stronger each day. And then for Melora, she's been looking for a job so she can continue on with her schooling for summer work, and we just know that she is looking for a job, and Lord, that you'll provide one for her. And also want to lift up Eric as he has a doctor's appointment this coming Tuesday, that you would just be with the doctors and allow them to find out what is his problem, Lord, and be with him. And also want to lift up Robert and Jackson. Robert after his surgery, and we just pray that he'll be able to continue to heal quickly and to be able to get around. Lord, we, as always, want to lift up our country and just for our leaders that they would look to you for guidance, Lord, and also our military and our first responders that do such a wonderful job of taking care of all of us, Lord, when the time comes. And we just thank you for their dedication. And also we want to lift up the country of Israel and just continue to pray for those folks over there and the so much that they're going through each and every day, Lord. And we just want to lift them up and ask a blessing upon them. And as we continue on, Lord, we just thank you again for this time that you've given us. I ask that you'd be with us and watch over us and guide us. These things we pray in your name. Amen.